the top of the Lamed Vav. But Elul Levi, according to Levi Shita, the Yoma that Levi holds Shnei Mayonesein, that really there are two different Mayonis, there's two different places where the Dam comes from. That the first 7 days it comes from a Dam Nidus, and after that the Dam Toya comes from a different place altogether. If so, Lomeli Shiva, why do you have to have Zion 7 days of Nikiyim? It should be enough to Mashu Sagi. Like after the 7 days of Yoledes passed by, so if she stops seeing then even for 1 minute, a few minutes, if she stops seeing, so then we say, according to Levi, that the Mayan that's Tomei closed up, and any Dam she sees now for the next 33 days will be Dam Toyer. It's like Dam blood coming from the nose. If so, to Mashu Sag, as long as she stops seeing Dam for a little bit, that's the proof it closed up the Mayan Tomei. So now the next 7 days, I don't care if she sees Dam. Even if she would see Dam, it's only Dam Toyer. So what does she have to wait Zayin Nikiyim for? Smurus is true. According to Legoch Kama, this is what the Brayso means to say. She only has to stop seeing Dam after the 7 days go by a drop, a little bit of Mashu. She Lishivas Nikiyim. Because if she stops seeing Dam for a little bit, then according to Levi, we say that Mayan closed up. And any Dam she sees now for the next 33 days is like a nose bleeding. It's Dam Toyer. It comes from a different place altogether. So therefore, it's automatically Zayin Nikiyim. You don't have to really wait for Zayin Nikiyim. Zayin Echnami, according to Levi, as long as you stop seeing a drop, that's enough. The other Gemara says, Toshima, coming here. It says we had a Gemara before that Yemei Yibura Oilem Lol Yemei Minikusa. This is a halacha before we had the regular Noshim, when they see their period, so their tum at the beginning may slay the tum back 24 hours before Vilchus Tyrus. But there are certain ladies that we say Dayin Shosan, that know when they see they're only coming from then on, not from before. And one of them was a Menika or a Yeledis, or a Muberis, a pregnant lady. But the halacha was, it had to be that they stopped seeing their period for 3 times. If like 3 months went by and they didn't see their period, and then they see Dam, then we say it's Dayin Shosan. They only tell me from then on, not from before. But it has to be they stop seeing for 3 periods already. So it says there, we have before, that Yemei Yibura, the day she's pregnant, Oilem Lo helps along the Yemei Minikusa. Now let's say it was 2 months when she's pregnant, she didn't see, and it was 1 month before when she was nursing, so it was staff together to say she didn't see for 3 months, so now she'll see a period, she'll only be told a Mikan Labo, Dayin Shosan. And it was in the opposite way, it said, that Yemei Minikusa, day she's nursing, Oilem Lo Yemei Yibura, let's say first she was nursing, and then she became pregnant. So the last month of nursing, she didn't see Dam, and then she became pregnant, the next 2 months she didn't see Dam, so that's cool, 3 months went by, she didn't see Dam, then she'll have a dinner of Dayin Shosan. Ketzad, so it explains what's the case talking about. First she was pregnant, and she didn't see her period for 2 months. The Yachas then, Bimei Minikusa. The other case was she was Yoledes, but without any Dam. And then she started to nurse, and she didn't see the first month of nursing. So that's cool, 3 months in a row, she didn't see Dam. Or else the opposite. It could be Shtayim Bimei Minikusa. 2 months it was when she was nursing, and then she became pregnant. The Yachas Bimei Minikusa, and one when she became pregnant. Or else Achas Somachti Bimei Minikusa, could be 1.5 months when she's pregnant. One and a half months when she's nursing. Is Oilem Lo, all these together is called 3 months. Oilem Lo, the Gimel Oinos. It comes out together, there are 3 periods that she did not see Dam. So after Locha by a Menikis or a Mulderis, if they skip their period for 3 times and then they see Dam, it's only Dayin Shosan. So it's like this. Bishleim on the Rav, it's very good according to Rav Shita, holds that's the Omer that he holds. Mayi Nechadum. And that the Risha stops seeing Dam Tomei. And then the Din is a Dam is Toyer, it's from one place really. If so, Mishamachi, therefore, Boy Hefzik Shalosh Oinus. It's good why she has to stop seeing 3 months. Like even though she, here was talking about when she was pregnant, she gave birth, and then she started to nurse. So even that, after that, she has to stop seeing Dam for 3 months. But Elul Lev, according to Levi Shita, the Yom that he holds, Shnei Mayonesein, that the Dam that comes out after the 7 days of the Zohar, the next 33 days, it's a different Mayan altogether, it's from a different place, that Dam, it's not Dam Nidus at all, is so normally Hefzik Shalosh Oinus. Why does she have to stop seeing like a period for 3 months? to Marshu Sagi. Like once she gave birth and once the 7 days went by, so now for the next 33 days, as long as she stops seeing for a second, that's enough. If she stops seeing a little bit after the 7 days, so we say the Mayan of Tomei closed up, and any dam she sees the next 33 days, or if it's Nekeva, the next 66 days is always dam Toyer. So that's not called dam Nidus at all. So she's still Becheska's not to see dam Nidus. So we don't have to wait the three periods, and not just maybe one period then. Smar says in Echnam, according to Levi, the same Teretz, Hochi Kom, and this is what the Brisa needs to say, that Tzricha Shetav Sik Mashu, that after she gave birth, and after the 7 or 14 days went by, she has to stop seeing Dam a little bit. That it should be Oila into the 3 months, it should be Yalo Legimalayma, is to say that she did not see Dam for 3 months, and therefore she's called the Cheska to be a Moselekas Dam, she's the Cheska not to see Dam, therefore the Dim will be Dayashosa. But Kopa is not a Kash on Levi. Toshma, could be another proof. It says Vishovim, they're both Beisham and Beisilo, they both agree. Even though they argue in the Loch of Mace Lace, but they both agree, Beroya Acha Dam Toyer, Shedai Shosa. If they see Dam after Dam Toyer, means she gave birth, and after the 40 days went by Zohar, or the 80 days by Nikeva, then the first time she sees Dam, that it's Dai Shosa, that Isha doesn't have to have Mace Lace. So like this. Bishlam is very good, the Levi, the Yom, Shnei Mayonis, and the two different Mayonis. Bishimochi, Dayashosa. It's very good, why is Dayashosa? Because the Mayan said it's last like 80 days. We don't say she saw Dam, because it's a different Mayan. The Mayan of Nidus was closed up. So therefore, she's the Cheskas, Musulekas, Damin. That's why even by Shammu would agree, you only say Dayashosa. She's only Tommy now, when she first sees, and not from before. Elul Rab, according to Rab, she did the Yom of the Yolds. That Mayin Echadu, no, it's called one flow of blood. It comes from the same place. Just the Torah says that the next 33 days is torn. So Mayin Dayashosa, why according to Beis Shammai, when she sees a period like after the Yimei Toyer, why do we say it's Dayashosa? Tipa Meyes Lies, she should be torn even back 24 hours, because she was not the Cheska to be Meselekes Damim. She saw Dam in between. Just the Torah said that Dam was torn. But really she saw Dam, so she's still Becheskes to see Dam, so when she sees Dam now on the 81st day, we should say she should be Tommy backwards, Meis Leis. So Marit says, the lecture shows that it's talking about when she saw Dam now on the 81st day, so 24 hours are not passed by it. Therefore cannot go back 24 hours. Like 24 hours ago, she was being made Toyer. That's why we can't say she's Tommy all the way back. So Mar says, okay, good, let's say she saw the dam on the 81st day, in the afternoon. But for Titman of Kid Lepkida, let's say she made a Bedika in the morning and she was Torah. Then in the afternoon she makes a Bedika, she finds herself to be Tomei, so we should say she's Tomei back from the morning's Bedika. Why is that something that Yishoson, go back at least from the last time she made a Bedika? So Mar says, no, the klal is that Kivu the Meis Leis Lekka, since you cannot take this Tumah back 24 hours, because she saw now on the 81st day in the afternoon. 24 hours back is on the 80th day in the afternoon. On the 80th day, she's still tall. So can't go back 24 hours. If so, once you can't bring it back 24 hours, so adin, I'll tell you, Mepkid Lepkid and Nami Loi Gozo Barabon, the Bonn to make this Gzerah. It's like a light plug, the Bonn only make Gzerah. If it's possible to have a Tumah going back 24 hours, then they said, but you should know, if you made a Bedika in between, it doesn't go back before the Bedika. But in the case, even though you made a Bedika like here, but since it's not possible at all to go back 24 hours, you do not have the luck of Nifkid Lepkid either. See if it's not a Kash on Rav. Toshma, come on, bring another proof. Also, we had a Gemara before that says, Yoledes Bezoiv, Anisha that gave birth, and she saw 3 days before that, she was a Zova, she saw Dam 3 days in a row before she gave birth. So, she's Tastum Zavana. Shesofra. Now, the case happened was, she counted Zayinikim. So, how the meaning is now, the 7 days passed by for Zohar, and then 7 days of Nikim passed by. But for Loi Tavla, but she did not go to the Mikvah yet. For Rosa, and now she sees Dam. So, what's the loch of this Dam? Is this Dam Tom Yenat? So, it says, Holcha Beshamel Shetos, and they say, no, the Dam is Tor. Because since it's coming out during the days of Yimei Taira. Well, they still lishitos, and they the beshil lishita was no, since she did not go to the mikveh yet, therefore the dam is tomei. Like this, Dishmaim Lazar is good according to Rav the Yom Amay Necheru. Bishimachim Mitamalach the Yavish is very good. Why they still says she's Tamei. Lamais it's one Mayan. So this dam that comes out is really dam Nida. Just the Torah said it's Tor. But according to Basil, the Torah only says it's Tor. Yes, she makes a tefillah if she went to the mikvah. Before she went to the mikvah, the Torah doesn't say it's Tor. So it's good that it's still Tomei Lach Kiyavish. It's like real Dam Nidus. But Elo Levi, according to Levi Shita, the Yoma that he holds, Shnei Mayonis saying Levi holds no. Then the Dam comes out during these 33 days. If I'm coming out from a different place altogether, it's Dam Tor. So Amay Matama Lach Kiyavish. This dam that comes out is like dam from the bloody nose. It's like the nose is bleeding. So why should that dam be tummy? It's not dam tummy altogether. So it's Kasha Levi. So it's Venachanami. Overlook Levi. Levi has to answer and say, Nor the Amri Katanoi, Katana de Shovin. I select the other Tana, the Tana we just put down before, that says Shovin. They both agree that Baroyach Adam Toyer Shaddai Shosa. And we said, Adirabba, that comes out better. According to Levi, it holds Shnei Mayonasein. So Nechmami Levi would hold like this, that's first time up. And not like this time here, not like this Bryce in Nechmami. This Bryce is the cash on Levi. But Levi doesn't learn like this Bryce. And Levi learns like the Bryce did before. The boy said another terrorist could be is Bishifas, that she did not stop seeing Dam. Because after the 7 or 14 days were up, she was seeing Dam the last day of the 14th day, and it went to say the straight for the next 7 days. So that's why, even according to Levi, the second mind only starts if the first one stops. But if the first one did not stop, it's continued from that one. So the best question that can be, I was suffering, it says that she counted Zainakiyam. So Mashma, clearly she stopped seeing. You can't tell me she's still seeing now. You can't say it's a straight flow. It says was suffering, she started to count the Zainakiyam. So my answer is, Hocho b'yoledis nekeva. We're talking about now she gave birth to a nekeva. And before, right before she gave birth, she had Tumas over on Askinan. So it's like this. The Shvua Kama Poska. The first week after she gave birth, she didn't see any Dam at all. So those 7 days helped for the Zainakim. Then Shvua Bas for the second week, Le Poska, she didn't stop seeing. Ukasava, this Tana holds that Yemei Le Dosa Shein Royaben. But these first 7 days after she gave birth, even though she's still tummy then, but since those 7 days she did not see any dam, the din is oil law lesfiras as also. It could be including the Zainakiyam. That's what the Bryson means to say. Over here it could be talking about that really the first 7 days she didn't see anything, but then the next 7 days she did see. And even after the last 7 days passed by, the 14th day she was still seeing and it went straight. So that's why since she didn't stop seeing, that dam is real dam either still. Therefore, that dam Beisilu says it's time to lach v'yavish. It's a real dam nidus. Omar le Ravina Ravash. Ravina says back to Ravashi. Omar lon Rav Shmon misichra. Shmon told us all we came from this place sichra that iklo mazutra liyasrin, that mazutra came into the city and v'dor shidashin like this that hilchos hakavosa de Rav lechumra. So we passed in like Rav lechumra to say it's one mayan. One mayan means that after the 80 days are up, even though she's still seeing Dam, the Dam is Tamei, because there's one mind, and the Torah says, right after the 80 days, right after the 40 days for Zohar, the Dam becomes Tamei. Because according to Levi, if you keep on seeing without a stop, it's still Dam Toyer. So you got to go Lechum like Rav. And also we pass Kavir, because the Kavos is Levi Lechumra. Now if he's a Sophic, what the law is, you have to go Lechumra both ways. A Chumra Levi would be is, like, let's say you finished your 7 days of Tumah, and she's still seeing Dam, she didn't stop. So according to Levi, since the first Mayan never stopped, the Dam is still Tumah. Whereas according to Rav, the Torah says automatically that Dam is Tor. So we go to Chumah both ways. That's the way he paskin. However, Ravashi says no. Hilchos HaGavos of the Rav, we paskin like Rav, it's called one Mayan. And therefore, as soon as the 80 days are up, she becomes Tumah. And as soon as the 7 days are up, she becomes Tor. The Dam is Tor. Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. And who are din Dorosh Merema? Merema also dashin this way. Dorosh Merema, that Hilchosa Kavosa de Rav. We pass like Rav Taka. Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. We pass like Rav, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. That we hold is called one Mayan. And also the Hilchos Hakavod said the Rav. That's the Maskon of the Gemara comes out. We pass on the Rav here. Bein the Kulu, bein the Churma. We take a paskin that this halacha that a yoled is after she gives birth, that after the 7 or 14 days that she's tore, the pshat is really at the same place where the dam comes out from. Just that's the Gzeras HaKosiv, that by any cave the first 14 days is dam tomei, and after that the dam is dam toyer. Not because it has to stop and start from a new mayin, even though it's the same mayin, the Torah said that it's tore.